Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, I can say, this is Joe Satriani. You are listening to Hard Rock and Sports Radio with Tommy and Jeff. Go Jets!
Now, as your father told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. Before I begin, I ought to tell you a little about myself so you'll know where I'm coming from. First off, I am 35 years old. I am thrice divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
We will be perfect in every aspect of the game. You drop a pass, you run a mile. You miss a blocking assignment, you run a mile. You fumble the football, and I will break my foot off in your John Brown hind parts. And then you will run a mile.
minus 10, 9, 8.
The clock is operating. We're underway.
Tranquility Base here.
Endeavor, go at throttle.
Now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world on HBO pay-per-view, ladies and gentlemen, from Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, let's get ready to rumble!
With the players.
Come on, live direct from hell.
But hey, enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
And that is my cue to start the show, guys. Welcome to another Thursday night edition of the Hard Rockin' Sports Show, live from high atop Hard Rockin' Sports Studios in beautiful scenic Monroe, New Jersey. Again, we are the Hard Rockin' Sports Show every week here from 6:30 to 9:30 to bring you all the biggest news in around the worlds of hard rock, heavy metal, and of course, the wide world of sports. Guys, I got a little problem with the show tonight, so I'm hoping to last as long as possible here. For some reason, the countdown clock has started, and I don't know how much time I got. So I'm going to do what I can and get some stuff in early and quick. Let's do a little bit of show business. I got to do that. Hey, guys. It's Tommy from the Hard Rockin' Sports Show. On behalf of the entire Hard Rockin' Sports family, we'd like to wish you and your families a safe and happy holiday season. Try it, guys. Happy holidays. We're at that start of the season. Guys, this Saturday night, I opened up the show tonight with a little Intertwined from my friends, the boys at Catamara. I want you guys to get down this week to the Brighton Bar. That's this Saturday night at 9 p.m., the Brighton Bar, 121 Brighton Avenue, Long Branch, New Jersey. Catch my friends Catamara playing at the Brighton Bar this Saturday night. I opened up a little something from them. Hold on, I think I got a text coming in from somebody. Hold on. I will call you. Let's try to call. Jeff's having a problem getting in, so let's call Jeff. How do we do that? That's a screen. How do I call Jeff on this thing? How do I call Jeff? Huh, boy, let's see. How do we do this? I should be able to do it right here. That's mute. That screen. Oh, I can't do it that way. I don't know, guys. We're having all sorts of problems tonight. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know why this is going on this way. I can't even seem to call Jeff. I should be able to dial chat. Oh, boy. I don't know, man. I kind of give up. I got to tell you guys, it's so annoying. I don't know what the hell's going on. Two callers on the switchboard. I see my dad. I see my good friend Paul. I can't get Jeff. I can't call out. Hold on. Anyway, I don't know what to do, guys. Anyway, I'm going to invite guest co-hosts. Let's try. Nope, can't do that. I'm just trying to fix this right now, guys. I don't know how to fix it. I don't know how to fix it. Oh, boy. How do we fix this, guys? I can't reboot. Try calling 844-200-4449. Hold on a second. Pop, you there?
What?
Dad, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get on. I'm trying to figure something that Jeff can't get on. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm calling up. Just hang in a second, Dad. Don't go nowhere. 4449. Pin number 503-841-4423. Yeah, so, Pop, I don't know what's going on right now. The show's in disarray tonight. I don't know. I'm so tired of this. Anyway, what's going on, Pop? What's on your mind?
Not much. Just I can understand how you feel.
Yeah.
What do you think about the, what do you call that, they're doing about Houston? The Astros with so-called taking signs electronically?
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, you know, I think stealing signs from second base is part of baseball and should be dealt with on the field. Put a ball in somebody's ear. Slide in hard, whatever you get. The electronic or putting cameras out there or any of that kind of stuff, to me, you know, you can't give them a harsh enough, you cannot give them a harsh enough fine penalty. I mean, I don't know what you give them, but whatever it is, it's got to be big.
They all have the whole point. Everybody knows what they did, and they're not supposed to be too well liked anyway. And,
yeah.
But what do you give them? How much you? I mean, Carlos. Now I understand. Carlos Beltran was involved. Alex Carrera. And I think the GM from Houston. So now the GM from Houston, you can. Okay, let's say you suspend him for a year. But what do you do with Carlos Beltran now? He works for the Mets. Do you suspend him? So what do the Mets do now? Right?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, the problem is this. Who did it? I mean, you know, the Astros organization is basically saying, well, we'll look into it and we'll go along with every with the investigation, but let's be honest, you knew about it. There's no way in the world they had an employee in the dugout hitting a garbage pail three times when it was a changeup or an off-speed pitch.
But then they said when there was too much noise, what they did was the bullpen catcher, they gave him a mic in the ear, okay? Mm-hmm. So somebody would pick up the sign and relay it to him, and if he put his hand on the fence, let's say it's going to be a fastball. If he put it down, it was going to be an off-speed pitch. So, you know, but what? How do you find people like that?
I don't know. You know what, Pop? I don't know what you do. I mean, you find them $100,000, $1 million. Is it really going to affect the Houston Astros?
Jump money.
You have to do is something to them on the field. What that is, I don't know. What do you do to them on the field to hurt them? You know, we were talking about it on social media today, and some guy said, why don't you start them off 20 games out of first place before the season even starts? It's a good thought. I don't think you can do it. I agree with you. I don't think you can do that.
Because now let me ask you a question. If you did this and somebody else won the World Series, they could always feel, well, we really didn't win it because Houston wasn't in it, and we didn't really beat everybody.
Dad, you know, like I said, I don't know how you, I mean, listen, you gave they caught the Red Sox a couple of years ago doing this, and they gave them a huge fine. They wouldn't even announce what it was, but they said from this point on, if anybody else gets caught trying to steal signs electronically or using technology, it'll get worse. What could be worse? I mean, other than maybe suspending the manager for the season, half a season, you know, you're cheating. So,
right.
I mean, to me, there's nothing bigger you can get. You know, so I just don't know what you do.
What they were saying today is and that they think the real person behind a lot of this is Alex Cora. Because
about
it. Well, think, in 17, when Astros won, he was the bench coach. Okay? Mm-hmm. When he went to Boston the next year, Boston was like a monster machine. Okay?
Mm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think you can. I don't know if you can, but you got a lot of guys now coming out. Because guys travel around, they mm-hmm. bring, you know, you bring weaknesses. And a lot of guys are coming out now and saying, well, when they played, they had Buck Showalter on.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the same thing. He said, you know, picking up a sign from the dugout, picking up a sign off the manager, that everybody does. That's something you can prevent.
Yeah, I can live with that. Right, when you start putting cameras in the outfield and the guy and earpieces in guys' ears, and you know,
right,
you can't you can't do that. I mean, at some point they have to drop the hammer on a team, and it's, you know, I mean, this is not the first accusation, and it goes back 3 or 4 years. So, you know,
right.
To me, if you're Rob Manfred and you're Major League Baseball, you have to drop the hammer on the Astros. And set an example. And what you can do and what you can't do, I don't know what the long and short of that is. I honestly, truly don't know what they can do. I mean, I think at this point, monetarily, it's a waste of time. Unless you're finding them, you know, half their seasons taken or billions of dollars. To me, you find $1 million, you're not scratching the surface. Of what they made from winning that World
Series. I don't know if you could do it. I mean, you could hit them for that they don't get the money from TV sharing, you know, sharing TV.
Maybe, that's possible
that's
too.
That's them big millions. But legally, you don't know if you can do that.
I don't know what you're allowed to
they
do.
They said
this,
yeah. They've never really had this before. You know,
yeah, I don't know what you can do to hurt them. In that sense, I just don't know. I don't know what it is that can happen. So, I mean, listen.
You can't take draft choices away because that don't do nothing.
No, and it's not like it's football. I mean, football hurts a little bit more. You know, I don't think you're hurting a Major League Baseball team too badly. But hold on, I'm just checking out something here. Unreal. I don't know why we can't get on the air. But anyway. Yeah, I don't know what you could do, but you have to do something here to really set an example for baseball. I mean, you really just have to do it. I mean, you have to get it out of the way and come up with the toughest, most stringent penalty there is. And to me, it would be a big fine money-wise. Your manager's got to get suspended for if not the entire season, half a season or something in that range. And anybody else involved's got to get suspended. But the manager, he's the guy. So this is not being done without the manager's knowledge. So to me, you want to set an example?
Would anybody be, you know?
But if you can figure out who was involved, and if there, and to me, if regardless, if what's his name? If Carlos Beltran was involved in this as an Astros player in 17, he should be suspended today. If it's found out that he was involved.
Well, that's what they were saying, but. Now,
you know,
who do you penalize? You're penalizing the Mets.
No,
the Mets,
well, you know what? You're penalizing Carlos Beltran. You got to penalize Carlos
Beltran.
That's
his problem. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'm sorry to the Mets, but you have a guy on your team who we found cheap. You know, Pete Rose bet on baseball. Okay? So
right.
when he was a Red, he got suspended. Who got shot? It was the Reds. It wasn't their fault that Pete Rose bet on baseball, but tough luck. You have a guy who's your manager, and he bet on baseball. So to me, Carlos Beltran's got to get suspended. If it's found that he was part of this, got to go. To me, the bottom line is if the manager is the same guy, he's got to get suspended. You want to send a message, suspend him for half a year or better. Find them, you know, and whatever. To me, I love the idea of making him start 20 games out of first place. I don't think you can do that necessarily.
Don't think you can do that either.
But again, you know what? It's not the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
No, but there's no, you know what it is? There's no precedent set on it. I mean, they're talking about what happened with Miami. I know Miami. I am. Oh God. With Brady.
Oh, okay.
With the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
And that didn't even touch them. They found them $250,000. They found Brady $250,000. They found the $500,000 and draft picks. And they can't. It was like chump change to them. It doesn't mean anything. It was working for them to do it.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, that's what you're telling them. Yeah, if you give them a fine of a – let's put it this way. I'm sure that the Houston Astros winning the World Series that year – they be able to make a lot more money for their organization, millions and millions and millions of dollars. So at the end of the day, you're saying, you know what? The cost of $1 million and a little bit of a black eye in the public, we won a World Series, and, oh, by the way, we made a few hundred million dollars more. Hey, you know what?
Well, there's two things that come out of this now. You can turn around, which I don't know legally if you could do it, turn around and take the championship away from them. Okay?
You can, but you know what? Yeah, I get it, but it's like the Heisman guy. You know, when all those guys who lost their Heismans because of scandals later on, you know, when people go back and say, who won the 76 Heisman? Well, it was Reggie Bush, but they took it away from him. It's still Reggie Bush. I get you lose the title, but you know, to me, you put the asterisk. You know what? That is not a dumb idea. It's really not. I mean, to me, if they caught cheating and it's proven that they cheated to get to where they did and where they went, you know what? To me, suspension and you lose the title. You know, that year there was no winner. And black eye for baseball.
Take the title away. That's, to be honest with you, most of these teams, it's not the money because they don't need the money.
They're
making their fortune. So all you want to do is they want the prestige of winning a title. And if you take the trophy away from them and you're stricken it from the book, okay, and now it not only is it going to be that they didn't get the championship, but now it's going to be like the Sox back in 19, whatever, with the Black Sox scandal.
Yeah. Because
that's the first thing you're going to talk about. You're not going to say, well, you know, next generation is not going to talk about the Houston one that did. Well, no, who won that year? Houston. Well, if Houston, well, because they cheated and everything. So now you got that tag put on you. You know, you got another tag
You know, you can give them the scarlet letter. I get that. I mean, there's no issue there. I agree. You can certainly give them the scarlet letter. But listen, I don't know what else you can do that other than, to me, the biggest thing you can do for me would be to suspend their manager. And to me, should be a whole year. He should be gone the whole year.
Yeah, but like you say, what about the GM? Now you got to know they know.
I agree with you. I agree, but you want to really send the message, today's baseball, your manager suspended and you can't replace him. You can, you know, your bench coach can be the manager. You cannot add a coach to your staff. You're going to be one short and he's the manager. He's not allowed to be around the team. He's not allowed to phone calls. He's done. He's out for the year. He was your manager during this. He's out for a year. And that, to me, is the way to go. You can't blame the coach. I mean, the owners and the GM, they're not there on the field. The guy on the field is the guy I want. You're not telling me that the bullpen coach did this all by himself.
Oh, no, without a doubt.
Correct.
Yeah.
So to me, okay, who's the guy responsible for the players on the field? The manager. So if your players are cheating, so to me, he's got to be suspended for the season. You cannot go hire an – you can't go hire Buck Showalter for the year. You can't hire, you know, Joe Girardi for the year, even though Girardi's with the Phillies. You cannot hire Dusty Baker. Whoever's on your staff is your coach. You have to figure it out. They can all manage the team for all you care. And at the end of the day, you have no manager, and you're one coach short for the year, and that's how you play your season. And
it sounds good.
To me, that's the way to hit them.
I agree. I still think the only way you're going to look for their Achilles tendon, and I think their Achilles tendon is to, embarrass them. And the only way of embarrassing them is to say, well, you know what? You're not champions. You didn't win in 17.
Yeah.
We're taking it away. But then there's the other possibility too, Tom, which you got to watch out. Does baseball want this taken out? If they did it, are there any other teams that did it?
Well,
or are doing it?
That's,
you know what I'm
listen,
saying?
But I got you. And it sets an ugly precedent, but you got to clean it out now because, listen, you know, think about it right now. It's something small, but, you know, you're talking about a team that won, you know, this isn't some team who won an extra 10 games in a regular season by cheating. You're talking about a team that won the World Series cheating. I mean, so you need to nip this in the bud and say, again, if I'm the Cleveland Indians or anybody else and these guys get a slap on the wrist, you're going, you know what? Hey, wait a second. Let's put a camera under the catcher facing up. What's the big deal? We get caught. We pay $1 million, but we'll get a World Series championship out of this. You know, you got to do something to say, guys, you do this and you get. And the thing is, the teams are going to be less likely to do it now. Here's a guy who got cut by the team a couple of years ago and decided today to go, oh, yeah, by the way, we were cheating. You know, so, you know, so
well, that's what's happening now. Everybody's coming out.
That's it. Embarrass them and put this hanging over their head. But you know what, I do like your idea that if nothing else, you know, maybe take the championship away.
Because every time you say Houston in 17, oh yeah, but their championship was taken away. It's an embarrassment.
And you're absolutely right. I think it's a really good thought. I don't know if it's ever been done before. I don't know if it can be done. Yeah, I don't even know if it can be done. I mean, but I would love to see something like that. But I hope baseball. I hope we don't get one of those. We couldn't find out. You know, we did an investigation and we don't know, or we're guessing. So we're going to teach them a little bit of a lesson.
If that happens, all I can tell you is that's telling you that there's other teams they found that were doing some kind of cheating like that.
Yeah.
In that respect. And the only way to clear that up is, like you say, multiple signs.
Yeah.
Because now you can't, you know, you can't pick it out.
Yeah.
But that's what the Yankees were doing when they played Houston. This last year, if you saw, they were giving multiple signs with nobody on base.
I know, but you know, but that screws you up too, because now your pitcher's on the mound. What if he makes a mistake? What if he guesses wrong indicator? You know, so you're punishing your own. You're punishing the good teams.
I agree. Well, then take away the center field camera. Take away the center field camera.
But they were putting somebody in center field with a camera.
Even now you see, you can almost pick every pitch that they're going to throw.
I agree with you, showing you the center field camera. But you know, as a baseball fan, that's the shot before. I mean, everybody shows it that way. So I agree with you. But, you know, you don't control. Here's the thing. If you're trying to win your game that way based on the center field camera, there's always this chance that the TV is going to shoot away from a different angle. So you can't count on that. You put your own camera in center field. Well, now you're guaranteed to get the shot every time.
Well, that's what they were saying.
Exactly. So, you know, to me, I get your point. I think if you're baseball, there's nothing you can do other than say, if we catch you, you're going to get spanked. And here's what these guys get. If we find somebody else doing it, it's going to get worse. So to me, it's just a nice size fine, lose some draft picks, and your manager's done for the year. Happens
and
again.
Your
manager's done in baseball for good.
Well, I would say you're eliminated from the playoffs before you even get there.
Correct.
Just
tell
the team in the beginning.
I don't care how good your season is. You can win 300 games. You're not making the You're not the playoffs this year.
Well, that's what you can do. But I don't know what you can do for the background.
I don't know either. But it's an interesting conversation. But you know, it can't be said enough. The Astros are not a team that's well liked in baseball.
No,
maybe
not
this
at
is
all.
Part of it. Maybe, you know, maybe other teams in baseball knew. And you know, it's one of those things you don't want to accuse another team because it seems petty. But I'm glad they got caught. I'm not a fan of the Astros. I think I think it's a bunch. It's an arrogant team. And if they're found out, I would love to see them lose their championship. I think Manfred would be setting a huge, huge precedent if he turned around and said, "You know what, guys, I'm pulling your championship out." And, you know, you didn't, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you still haven't won a championship yet.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you see college, what they do with college, from what I understand, they won't let them in any of the games, you know, the bowl games.
If you're a college, any college team, I've seen teams now they're suspended. They can't play in the March Madness for 5 years.
Right.
You know, football teams that they can't, they're not bowl eligible. So it hurts them because now when a kid comes in and he wants to play for that school, he goes, wait, I can't play in a bowl for 3 years because I'm going to go somewhere else and play. So it's in that environment, it's huge. It would be huge in baseball. Think about it. If you're a guy and you want to play for a team and they can't play in the playoffs for 3 years, that's a pretty big statement, you know. But again, I don't see.
Yeah.
I would love to see something like that. I don't think they'll do it. But boy, I'd like to see Major League Baseball really drop the hammer on the Astros and teach them a lesson.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think this is going to get buried during the holidays. To be honest with you, I think sometime during the holidays they'll pull out a little blurb what the fine and everything was, and hope that it goes away.
Well, you know what's happening now, though, but because every day more and more people are stepping up and saying, "Oh yeah, when I was playing, when I pitched against them, I could tell right away." Because even like Buck Showalter said, after 2-3 batters, a pitcher could basically tell if somebody's picking up his signs. Just by the way they're swinging the bat.
Yes.
If they're waiting for a fastball, or if he's throwing off-speed pitches, and they're gearing, he said, after a couple of batters, you could tell if somebody's doing anything.
I agree.
So I don't know.
I don't disagree with you, Pops. We'll see how it plays out. I'm looking forward to
what's going on.
Seeing the resolution to it, but we'll see what happens.
All right, Tommy.
Thanks, Bob.
I hope everything gets better. You work it out. Tell Jeff when you talk to him. I said hello.
I will, Dad.
All right, buddy. Take care.
I'll talk to you over the weekend. Thanks, Pops. That's my dad. He checks in every week. Yeah, guys, I'm going to end this in a minute. Again, I'm going to play, I got a couple things I want to play. Where's my radical? You are currently listening to a live broadcast of the Hard Rocket Sports Show on the Hard Rocket Sports Show Radio Network. Each Thursday night from 6:30 to 9:30, hosts Jeff Towelinski and Tom Florio bring you all the biggest news from around the worlds of hard rock, heavy metal, and sports. But each Saturday morning, you can catch a rebroadcast of this show on the Radical Online Radio Network by going to radicalonlineradio.com. Starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's right, we're the Hard Rocket Sports Show. 347-826-9939 is the number. I'm sure you can't call in right now because it's telling everybody else that there's no show scheduled. So I'm going to end this in a second. I want to remind everybody this Saturday night at the Brighton Bar in New Jersey, get out and see my good friends at Catamara take the stage play another show. Good band. Great guys. Catamara at the Brighton Bar this Saturday night, 9 o'clock. Get down and check them out. Make sure you guys, let's see what else we're going to talk about. I had so much to talk about tonight. Oh, my God. Nuremberg's from November 23rd. Come on down for the big Tunnel to Towers. We have a representative of Tunnel to Towers on next Thursday night. Make sure you tune in for that. What else did I gotta get out tonight? I have to do. This sucks. I gotta tell you, so much work went into this week's show. I can't even begin to tell you. Let's see. What else did I want to get out to you guys? Happy holidays. I don't know. Oh, yeah. I stopped doing these little things. But you guys, just keep in mind, if you're looking for an MC or the Hard Rocket Sports Show to do a live show from your event, birthday parties, weddings, whatever, you know, we come down, we set up the show, and we do a live show from your event. If you're interested, reach out to Jeff or I. We're always, 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 always interested in doing live events. We've done wrestling. We've done some of our own events, so it's a lot of fun. But if you need a couple of old hairy guys to come down and introduce you or have some fun at your event, let us know. We're always interested, and we can certainly do a live event from your events if you're out there. So make sure you check out the Hard Rocket Sports Show, 347-826-9993, and 4 is the number. Again, guys, I apologize. I don't know what's up with Hardwood Block Talk Radio tonight, but I am officially not on the air other than anybody who's already listening in. So essentially, if you're listening now, you're hearing it, and it's just recording. It will go off at some point, probably in the next 5 minutes. It'll shut itself off. It only be a little streaming time after the show. So I'm in streaming time. I'm a half hour, 28 minutes to be exact, into streaming time. And I'm very pissed off right now because I put so much effort. Jeff and I have been talking about the show all week long. So I think we're going to do a secondary show sometime, maybe tomorrow night, maybe Saturday morning. We'll do a show for an hour and try to get through some of the stuff that we didn't get to today. But I'll keep you guys updated. But we'll be back next Thursday night, 6:30 to 9:30. We have who's on my guest list? I feel so unprofessional tonight, man. It just bothers me. Next Thursday night. Where's my list for next week's show? November 21st is John Vento. John Vento will be our solo, will be our guest next Thursday night, along with a representative from the Tunnel Towers Foundation. So make sure you check us out next Thursday, 6:30 to 9:30, live on Hard Rocket Sports Network. Let me throw a little the ending to the show up. I don't know why, but I'm going to throw it up. Here it is.
Stage is that moose, you know.
So when you're playing, you feel like a preserved moose on stage.
Yeah.
But I certainly do. Well, guys, my apologies for the unprofessionalism that is right now. I'm so pissed. But please come on back next Thursday night, 6:30 to 9:30. You'll hear it all. Maybe we'll do something over the weekend. Remember, check us out, hardrockandsports.com. You guys have a safe weekend. On behalf of Jeff Twinski, Nick Marino, myself, Sam Bone, and everybody else here at Hard Rockin' Sports, I say have a great weekend. We'll see you next Thursday night, 6:30 to 9:30, right here on Hard Rockin' Sports. Have a good one.